With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. President-elect Trump wasting no time making good on his pledge to secure the nation's borders, honoring the rule of law in the process.
President-elect Donald Trump has named Tom Homan as the border czar in Trump's incoming administration. Homan served as acting U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Director in Trump's previous administration. Trump has pledged to launch the largest deportation operation in U.S. history. He wrote on his Truth Social site on Sunday that in addition to Homan's overseeing the southern and northern borders and maritime and aviation security, he'll be in charge of, quote, all deportation of illegal aliens back to the country of origin, end quote. I'm Donna Water.
New York Republican Congresswoman Elise Stefanik is reportedly Mr. Trump's choice for U.N. ambassador. Speaking with the New York Post, the president-elect describing Stefanik as an incredibly strong, tough, and smart America First fighter. Also at SRNNews.com, as those in the Democratic Party establishment point the finger at each other for Kamala Harris's big loss, Independent Senator Bernie Sanders says that the Democrats simply failed to address the concerns of most American voters.
They have a right to be angry. In the richest country in the history of the world, today the people on top are doing phenomenally well, while 60% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. And millions of families worry that their kids are actually going to have a lower standard of living than they do.
The senator from Vermont on NBC's Meet the Press. Firefighters on the West Coast and their East Coast counterparts have been battling ferocious and deadly wildfires fueled by parched conditions and gusty winds. Wall Street Dow futures up 185. This is SRN News. Have you started your Christmas shopping yet?
A number of Christian ministries hope you will. They are issuing their annual Christmas catalogs that allow individuals to purchase gifts for poor people in distant lands. One goat or a couple of chickens, which cost very little in U.S. dollars, can change the lives of a poor family in the third world, providing them with food and an income. Amongst the ministries putting out Christmas catalogs are Samaritan's Purse, Food for the Poor, and World Vision. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An expensive campaign by abortion advocates for state Supreme Court seats has yielded mixed results. Candidates backed by abortion groups won seats in Montana and Michigan in the election. The same time, Republicans expanded their majority on Ohio's court. Groups on both the right and on the left had spent millions of dollars in the lead-up to the election. Experts say the spending shows how much the Supreme Court's ruling overturning Roe v. Wade has transformed state court races. This is SRN News. Remembering Armistice Day, Britain's Prime Minister joins France's leader to celebrate their bilateral ties.
It's a celebration of their country's friendship as nations across the world pay tribute to their fallen soldiers in World War I. This is the first time a British leader has done so since Winston Churchill was hosted by General Charles de Gaulle in 1944. Macron's office says the event echoes Franco-British commemorations 80 years ago when Allied troops liberated most of France's territory from Nazi occupation. This year also marks the 120th anniversary of the Entente Cordiale, the historic agreement between France and Britain. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And Veterans Day in the U.S. will see the traditional wreath-laying ceremony in Arlington National Cemetery across the Potomac from Washington. President Biden will lead that ceremony. Also, U.S. Marines world over have just celebrated the Corps' 249th birthday. SRNNews.com.